With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. When contenders for the Nobel Prize in Literature are mentioned, one name repeatedly comes up, Doris Lessing. Perhaps best known for the Golden Notebook, Doris Lessing was born in Persia in 1919, where her English father worked for the Imperial Bank. When Lessing was five, her family returned to England.
Which I remember with cold horror. I hated it so much. Everything gray, dingy.
Lessing's family moved on to a farm in Rhodesia, where she had what she describes as an extraordinary childhood on the African veldt.
My brother and I, who were discussing it not long ago, and saying the tragedy was my mother's heart was broken because he and I were not given this proper education suitable for middle-class English brats.
At the age of seven, Doris Lessing was sent to a Rhodesian boarding school.
I left school when I was 14. I just dropped out, the phrase now is. And I really did educate myself by books.
Lessing says the disadvantage of not having a formal education was not learning math and languages, but there was also an advantage.
You don't have certain prejudices that I would have had if I'd been a middle-class child in England.
Lessing says people drift into things, and that's how she became a writer. Doris Lessing's newest novel, The Fifth Child, is a gripping tale of an evil alien boy whose behavior destroys his family, published by Knopf. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Doris Lessing was in the United States recently for the premiere of an opera based on one of her science fiction novels at the Houston Grand Opera. Philip Glass composed the music, and Lessing herself wrote the libretto. Doris Lessing grew up in Rhodesia, for which she has mixed feelings.
If you are not orientated towards sport and the sundowner, it is a very boring country.
Lessing says she went back for a visit in 1982 and found Rhodesia was still boring, especially the conversation.
It used to center around the deficiencies of the blacks. Now it centers around black-white politics.
And yet Doris Lessing wants to visit Rhodesia again, if only to smell the place. She moved to London in 1949, where she drifted into writing.
I wrote two novels when I was 16, which were pretty awful, and I'm glad to say I tore them up. Otherwise, of course, they'd now be the subject of a thousand theses.
Doris Lessing began writing short stories in her late 20s. An early leader of the feminist movement, her book, The Golden Notebook, created international attention. Lessing often becomes frustrated with people who analyze her work.
People who've had a certain literary education often do this. Almost the first sentence I get in practically most interviews will be, the character in so-and-so, or the theme in so-and-so, is it not exactly the same as the theme and characters in some other book I've written? Or some other book I haven't written. And I can never understand what is the point of this because it doesn't say anything about either.
Doris Lessing's latest book is the tale of an evil child born to a middle-class couple, The Fifth Child, published by Knopf. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In her new novel, The Fifth Child, Doris Lessing writes of David and Harriet Lovett, a middle-class English couple who have a strong sense of family and tradition. But everything changes when Ben is born. Ben is alien in appearance and manner. The other children in the family are afraid of him. Around him, dogs and cats are not safe. Ben cannot be managed and must be kept locked in his room. Because Ben is close to destroying the family, he is sent to an institution. When his mother visits, she's horrified by the conditions there and brings Ben home. Here's Doris Lessing.
It's an unsolvable moral dilemma. To leave the child there meant she would know the child was, in fact, being murdered there. She took the child home, and her family was destroyed.
Doris Lessing says she got the idea for The Fifth Child from a letter a woman wrote to the editor of a magazine.
This girl said, I am writing you this letter not because I want any sympathy or help. I just want to share this with somebody. And this little girl was born, and from the moment she was born, our life has been hell. She was born a devil. She enjoys tormenting people. She enjoys hurting people.
The Fifth Child, which was published by Knopf, is a frightening story already being hailed by critics as a minor classic. Some of Doris Lessing's fans have been left cold by her series of science fiction novels, but Lessing says she's planning to write a sixth volume.
A certain section of my readership will read only the realistic books, and another section will read only the non-realistic books, and I find that very sad for both sides.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Doris Lessing's books have sold by the millions around the world, but Lessing says she received more mail for her 1985 novel, The Good Terrorist, than any of her books. The Good Terrorist is the story of a young woman who is part of a left-wing underground movement in London. To show their solidarity with the Irish Republican Army, the terrorists are responsible for a fatal bomb blast at a London hotel. Here's Lessing.
I was in Rome, and I met a woman whose husband had been killed a year before by a new wave of the Red Guards, and she had dealt with her grief by visiting the first wave of the Red Guards in prison, all of them well-educated, most of the middle class. They all of them had reverse conversions. Now they said things like, we cannot understand how we did the things we did.
Lessing says the members of the underground left spout the usual Marxist slogans, but have no clear philosophy or goals.
Inside these groups, they talk this kind of debased political revolutionary language like I use in The Good Terrorist. And one of them said, it was as if we were taken over by the rhetoric we used.
In 1984, Doris Lessing, the author of some 35 books, including the famed Golden Notebook, wrote two novels under the name of Jane Summers to dramatize the problem unknown writers have in getting published and reviewed. Her British publisher rejected the books as depressing, and when another publishing house brought the Jane Summers books out, there were a few reviews, proving Lessing's point. Knopf published Doris Lessing's latest novel, The Fifth Child, about a family destroyed by an evil presence. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The acclaimed novelist Doris Lessing is passionate on the subject of the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. Active in efforts to aid the Afghan refugees, Lessing, who was in her late 60s, went to next-door Pakistan to see for herself what was happening.
When I was there, somebody said to me, you think when you come out they're going to be pleased to publish your articles and talk about Afghanistan. You're going to feel as if you're inside a rubber sack, which was exactly what I felt like.
Doris Lessing says even educated people barely know where Afghanistan is.
There are 5 million refugees out of a population of 16 million. There are 1 million people being killed inside there. There are 2 million internal refugees. People have had to move out because their villages have been bombed. Their crops burned in the fields. But it's probably the worst tragedy in the world now.
Doris Lessing has no patience for those who want to placate the Soviets.
They killed off a whole generation of intellectuals. Have we ever protested? No. Precisely because of your attitude, one should be nice to the Soviet Union.
No, wait, I didn't say it was my attitude.
You do not criticize the Soviet Union. It's an hangover from the 30s.
Lessing wrote of the Afghan tragedy in a book, The Wind That Blows Away Our Words.
War in Afghanistan has never been reported properly in the West. It has been a terrible war. Genocide is a mild word for what has been going on.
Doris Lessing, whose latest novel, The Fifth Child, was published by Knopf. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.